Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Spelling.
Bad spelling, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I sort of started and gave up in the middle.
Yeah.
Either way, we're back on a Thursday, thanks to naturebox.com.
On a Thursday.
Life is hectic. It's hard to remember to go to the store and buy some shitty snacks. So what NatureBox does is, okay, we'll send you the snacks. You don't even have to pay for delivery.
And they won't be shitty.
They're good snacks delivered right to your door. They have hundreds of nutritionist-approved snacks. Zero artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. 0 grams of trans fats. And no high-fructose corn syrup.
No, thank you.
And stuff that you can't really get elsewhere, like sriracha roasted cashews. Or pistachio power clusters, Big Island pineapple. They have dehydrated fruit. Yeah. They have salty stuff. They have sweet stuff. They have granola
stuff. We're not
messing
with you. This shit is in our cabinet.
Yeah.
We eat it on the reg.
Yeah. They send it to us, and we have no qualms accepting it and just devouring it.
Yeah.
But you also want free snacks. Good news. Nature Box will send you a free trial box, including 5 of their most popular snacks. You heard me. They're sending you free snacks in the mail.
That's free food.
So are you interested?
Good food for no money?
Do you like
showing
that idea?
Showing up to your house?
How's that?
How is not every single person going to at least get the free snacks at their door?
I think what they do is they hear and they're like, oh, it's not actually free. No. This is actually, they just send you free snacks because they're like, oh, we'll send them a little bit. It's not a lot. It's a little bit, but it's going to get you hooked and you're going to want to pay for it later.
So at the very least, get the free snacks.
And you can get it if you go to naturebox.com/ifiwereyou. That's naturebox.com/ifiwereyou. You know the name of this podcast. And if you want to snack smartly, you'll at least check them out. It's naturebox.com. And if you do end up purchasing a NatureBox, which I think is as low as like $20 a month, and they send you the 5 snacks.
Pretty good.
A hearty portions as well. Send us that receipt. They'll send you a receipt. Forward it to us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com, and we'll give you a shout out. We'll thank you. Jake, do you have the names of the people that have purchased it last month?
I do. So I guess we'd like to thank Hassan R.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
I guess we'd also like to thank Masail R.
And?
I'd also enjoy to thank Carter S.
Sure.
And how can I forget? Jabari B.
Uh-huh.
And last but not least, how can I forget Logan C.
Logan C.
Yes.
Well,
also, Evan S. How can I forget?
So not last and not least.
Not last, not least, Evan S.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I don't want to end this without saying thank you to Sam I.
Okay.
And good. I won't, because I've got to say one more thank you to Melody S.
Perfect.
She only got one thank you. And there's also one final thank you for Melissa S.
All right. Now you're done.
And now I'm done.
You know what?
Thanks, Carter S. again.
Oh, you're going to go double.
I'm going to go double up on Carter S. and Logan C.
All right. Well,
I think both those guys were pretty chill. They deserved it. Hassan R., you only got one thank you, but I do appreciate it.
I think
Melissa S., Melody S., Sam I., Jabari B., Michael R. All you guys are good too. Thank you again. I do want to give one final S. shout out.
No. You're just reading the fucking list over and over.
Start the fucking episode then. The guy give a shit, dude.
If you want your name to be read, the next time we endorse Nature Box, send us that receipt. Check them out one last time. Free snacks, If I Were You show at, naturebox.com/ifiwereyou.
Thanks, Carter.
Now we can get started with the episode.
Thank you,
please,
Carter.
Don't worry. Things got real.
Carter, enjoy. Yeah. Thank you a lot.
I hate you. Yeah. Toda. I'll take you to my podcast app and listen to If I Were You. Go ahead and play it, boo, so we can hear them too. Whoa! You can watch it all day. How many minutes? You gon' turn that shit up or make me spill my cup? Audience rising? Okay, let's go to a live show. Gotta hear Jake's talk, no? Already no ho. I see a smoke show, I got damn dime. I just wanna take her out and have a good time. Gotta text Jake.com. If I were you, it's the motherfucking bomb. Josh and Amir, oh fuck, I mean Jake and Amir. Paid $300, got a billboard. Getting emails, no callers, they're just a bunch of ballers. They're the best thing yet. Call them the best, they can make your girl wet. Oh wait, mom, stop listening, mommy. Mommy, love you, mommy.
Things actually got real.
Take you to my podcast app and listen to If I Were You. Keep playing and never stop. Keep going till you seize the cheese, whoa. Justin Goncalves, Gonsalves, Goncalves, GONCALVES.
I'm Amir Blumenfeld and I'm hosting solo.
23 minutes of trying to pronounce. Could be Goncalves. Could be Jean
the most
Salves.
Downloaded episode.
It's amazing how many times he said his last name.
It's performance art.
Justin Gonsalves.
That is a sexy beat.
Oh, that's the candy shop?
Yeah.
That was a candy shop parody.
Right. That's a sexy beat.
Oh, because it kind of sounds like belly dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing sexier than belly dancing.
Right?
Except for the fact that ethnic people always do it. Hi, this is
no,
If I Were
way. It sounds like I agreed with you.
And I didn't. This guy wanted me to shout out his YouTube channel, which is Sketch Films with a Z for the number in life. Sketch Films for life. Justin Gonsalves, you do the work and we'll promote your shit.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Is that good?
Is that nice to you?
Yeah.
You think he based that off the fact that we answered that question about a girl who sang candy shop while going down on a guy and he became instantly limp and laughed at her.
Right. And that dude in Justin Goncalves heard that and he was like, I've got an idea. And then he spent the next 2 weeks in the studio.
Yeah. Laying down a track.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
I want to go to a studio. I wish I have a podcast studio.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Remember Rec Room?
That was not. Oh, fuck. I miss Adrien Grenier so much.
Well, we never met him.
Yeah, but sometimes I just, you know, miss him.
I miss his hospitality.
You don't have to meet someone to miss them.
Absolutely you do.
No, I miss Adrien Grenier every day.
I guess you can miss a celebrity.
You can, right? I miss Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Do you?
I miss what we used to have.
Yeah, which was what, you watching her a lot?
Like, I guess, yeah, like I really liked Buffy and I thought she was really pretty. So.
Did you like Buffy?
Well, I think I had a crush on Buffy and Joey from Dawson's Creek.
Joey from Friends.
Yeah.
I thought Matt LeBlanc and Sarah Michelle Gellar were my two big crushes.
I had, like, that was the first. Do you remember the first girl you hung on your wall?
I don't know if I ever hung a girl on my wall.
Really? Never?
I had, like, athletes and comedians. I had a poster of Butterbean the boxer at one point, too.
Well, so that was, like, your wall was decorated with.
Yeah, like Lakers posters and Raiders posters, and then like one Conan Got Milk ad.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
And what did you put up? Chicks.
It was, yeah, I made a collage of Sarah Michelle Gellar and Katie Holmes.
Oh, yeah. They were hot. They were hot for sure.
Yeah, that was.
And who did they end up with? week two of the ill is still going strong.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm on the tail end.
Yeah. The Diosha, a week in, a week. Oh, yeah.
let's hope we don't ever trade mics accidentally.
What about the fact that you're in my bed just coughing up to the sky like you're like sort of a like fireworks.
The germs are going up and then falling down onto the whole bed like a willow tree, like a weeping willow.
Really parading down on us. Absolutely. Yeah. Like
honestly,
fireflies.
I've been so sick. You deserve to feel this way too. It's not fair that I should do it alone.
How fucking dare you?
Yeah.
I deserve to be sick because you're sick.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. You think so?
Uh-huh. You know how it just like wouldn't be fair if one person got AIDS or
absolutely
something?
It would
one
be.
One person had cancer.
It wouldn't be fair to that person,
you
but
sort
not
of have to spread it out so everyone deals with the sadness equally.
How about making sure everyone's healthy? Instead of making you healthy, your ideal world is me also being sick.
I think we should be in it together. I think that sounds nice.
What if you're healthy and I'm sick?
That's fine.
Okay.
Honestly, that's preferable.
Do you hear how bad that sounds?
Well, because one way we're both sick. That's not good. And then one way I'm fine, and that's nice.
Absolutely. That's what's going on right now. I'm fine and you're sick.
Honestly, I would definitely, I would trade anything to have you be sick. Even if I didn't have to make you, if I could trade anything just for my health, I would just trade for you. I would trade my health for you to be sick.
You're stuck to an anchor at the bottom of the ocean and you want to drag me down with you. And
I don't want to be brought to the surface. I want everyone else drowned beside me.
No, but also you're saying it would be perfect if we switched.
Yeah, then it'd be nice if I spent some time in the sun.
So best case scenario, we're both healthy?
Best case scenario, I'm healthy, you're dead.
Unreal. Unreal. Digging a bigger hole for you. Hey, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by me. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
And how would you say this? Like, what would you say the rules are to this podcast if you were to describe it?
I guess I would say that people find themselves in sticky situations and they email us to help advise them out of those situations.
What's the email address if you find yourself in your own difficult place and you want advice?
If you find yourself in a difficult situation, or by the way, if you have a theme song, you just email ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Oh, that's great.
Ask away.
So if anybody's listening to the show for the first time, those are the rules.
And we apologize for explaining them at the 9-minute mark.
Of every single episode. Do you want to hop right into it?
I guess why not? What is this person's name going to be? People on your wall.
Okay. So this is a lady. So this is a real email from a real person. We're going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity. Jake, what should we call this lady?
Jessica Simpson.
Mm.
Put her on my wall in college.
You have a type.
Yeah.
Heartthrob chicks.
Hotties.
Yeah. Girls that are hot.
Yeah. Stupid hot.
I have a type. Hot girls are the only things that I like.
I have it, right. Yeah, okay.
So Jessica Simpson writes, I recently went on my first Tinder date.
Ooh.
And it was bad.
Oh, no.
So bad. I guess it could have been worse because at least the guy wasn't a creep, but still, bad. So what happened was that I liked his 4 pictures, fun enough bio, and after speaking with him for a couple of hours that day, I went over to his place to watch a movie. The guy that greets me at the door looks almost nothing like his Tinder pictures, and I immediately just want to bail. I see that it's the same guy because he wears the same glasses in his pictures, but his hair is so different, and he's a bit on the heavy side. I'm not a skinny girl, so the extra pounds don't bother me, but his face is so different from the pictures, so they would have to either be really old or are airbrushed. Weird. Anyway, we chat for a bit, choose a movie. He's nice and friendly, but I cannot get over the whole you don't look anything like your profile picture thing. Then he comes closer and closer on the couch, strokes my hand, and kind of puts his arm around me, and I cringe so bad. I keep my arms crossed over my chest, trying not to give him any encouragement, while at the same time trying not to be, but feeling like it, a complete bitch. I leave as soon as the movie finishes, give him a goodbye hug, and a nice to-get-to-know-you face. A minute later, he texts me saying he had a great time, blah, blah, blah. So my questions are, how do I better judge a guy's pictures on Tinder so I don't feel like bailing if I decide I want to try this again? And also, should I try this again? Am I being a shallow bitch? I mean, he was a nice guy, but I just wasn't attracted to him like I was the other one, like I was the way he was in his pictures. Should I have tried harder or been more open-minded? More importantly, though, I don't want to be rude or mean. How can I show a guy I'm just not interested in him so that he stops hitting on me or touching me? Please help. I really want to date and use Tinder, but I don't want this to happen again. It was just so disappointing. Love, Jessica Simpson.
Wow. It was a long email.
To explain that she had a bad date.
Yeah. I fell asleep during the tail end.
Well, no.
But I say good work. Good on ya. And you. And keep
must,
it up.
You must have really fallen asleep.
I fell asleep at the beginning, dude.
Help. What the fuck did I just reread it and we edit this part out?
Don't edit this. Just fucking go with it.
Well, let me give you the Cliff's Notes if anybody else also stopped paying attention. This girl found a guy on Tinder that she thought was attractive, showed up at his house and was like, oh no, that's not the same guy that I thought I had a crush on.
Right. Then she held his hand and is afraid but she still feels like a bitch. She's afraid she sent the wrong message. Yada, yada, yada.
How could she avoid this happening again?
Major advice number one. I feel like we're both thinking the same thing. Let's not have the first Tinder date be at the guy's house.
Yeah, that's a second to fourth date.
That's like a, oh, don't, no, 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 don't do that. Like a red flag. No, that's like a...
What's a dangerous flag?
That's just a landmine.
Yeah.
That's bad news.
It's dangerous, I would say. It's borderline maybe too dangerous.
Yeah.
You don't know this guy, really.
Tinder is like specifically filled with a ton of creeps.
Right. So you don't want...
Don't go to their house, even if their pictures look cool and they seem normal.
Yeah, anybody can seem normal over text.
Yeah, so many murders are like recapped with, he seemed so normal.
So first date. Good suggestion is public setting.
Yeah.
Get a drink, perhaps a meal.
Right. Coffee.
Yeah.
Anywhere where like a bunch of onlookers would stop him if he tried to murder you.
Yeah, or hold your hand.
Right.
Or worse, hold your hand.
And that's true, because like he feels like it's such an intimate setting for a first date, and he feels like, I think I can hold it. It's like almost weird if you don't cuddle a little bit when you're watching a movie. What are you going to do? Just sit there,
yeah,
hands by your side?
Well, another problem is movies are at least 2 hours.
Yeah.
So you're the good thing about a drink date is that a drink can last 25 minutes, and you're like, you know what? This is it's getting late. Sorry, I don't feel well. Sorry, someone's texting me. Sorry, I gotta go.
Right, a million reasons you can leave.
You can't do that in the middle of a movie. It's kind of more uncomfortable.
You also can't even talk during a movie. So that's insane.
Yeah.
To me that's a first date. Like, first dates are, where are you from? What's your relationship to your family?
You learn about the other person.
Yeah, talk. Just chat.
So the setting was bad, and also the idea was bad, watching something.
Right. And lastly, you're never a bitch if you're not attracted to someone. That's fine.
Yeah, that happens all the time. People put their best pictures online.
Right.
And when you meet, often, like 98% of the time you meet someone, they're going to look worse.
Yes. So yeah, that's a good rule of thumb for this not to happen again. Just know that everyone you're meeting with chose... Of the like thousands of photos we're tagged in on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
They found 4 good ones, which is, no matter how ugly you are,
you can find 4 good ones.
4 good pictures is pretty easy.
Yeah.
So just know that they're going to be like uglier than their photos.
Sure.
So if you're like on the fence, you're like, oh, this person's all right looking, I guess I'll meet up. Then they're really unattractive.
Yeah. Right off the bat, just know that they're an ugly person.
Right. I feel bad for saying that they're ugly. But like, I mean, if you're not attracted to them, and you're like sort of trying to get yourself like, oh, okay, I guess they're okay. Like, no, you won't be attracted to them.
So next Tinder date, 1, better setting, more public space. 2, temper your expectations. This guy is probably, you know, not as attractive as photos.
Yeah.
And then now that you are armed with this stuff, you sort of learn the hard way.
That's true.
Because you went through this date. And worst comes to worst, this guy... Or it could have been a lot worse is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This
well,
guy,
you could have gotten murdered.
Yeah. For example, you're still alive.
So that's good.
And that's a positive.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't seem to have creeped you out. You said it wasn't that creepy. So that's
right,
good.
He just held her hand.
Yeah.
Which is,
or tried
okay.
to hold her hand. And he kept it she kept it folded in front of her on the couch.
Oh, good.
Okay, that's a cult. Okay. Can you imagine what movie they saw? What do you think the worst movie is that they could have seen?
Lost and Found with David Spade.
That's a great film. And Sophia Loren?
Yes.
Yeah, where he kidnaps a woman's dog and then puts up lost photo, like lost dog.
Right.
Or he says found dog. What is it?
I don't remember.
He kidnaps a hot woman's dog And then, oh, and then she puts up lost photo, like, oh, I lost my dog. And then he's like, oh, I rescued him.
That's a pretty solid. I can't believe that's it. That sounds like a sketch. It's an entire movie.
Yeah. Well, Spade was hot in the late 90s.
Right.
Here's another bad movie it could have been. The Player.
What's The Player?
It's with Tim Robbins.
Okay.
I don't remember anything about it other than the fact that I didn't like it when I was 12.
I don't remember. I already forgot the name of it and who's in it.
I said it. I feel like you're just tired.
Yeah, that might be it.
Yeah.
Here's another one that would be bad if it was. For Love of the Game.
What's that one?
Kevin Costner. Baseball movie. I liked it. But it just wouldn't have been a great movie for them.
Not a great date movie.
No.
What about this one? What Dreams May Come.
Oh, that would be a nice one.
It's sort of like a bittersweet movie with starring Robin Williams. So it's like, just like this air of sadness to it.
Right. Well, especially because it's about death and suicide specifically.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a bad first date movie.
Definitely. That's pretty heavy.
Hashtag bad first date movies. I feel like we're starting some sort of At Midnight game. Like
a sequel would be a really, really bad one.
The second, What Dreams May Come?
Yeah, What Dreams May Come 2.
What Nightmares Have Happened? Do we have any more advice for this lady, or is that it?
Yeah, I don't. I just want to reiterate that she shouldn't feel like a bitch for being cold to someone. Like, it's to just not be into them is very normal. I guess, like, I would feel awkward if I was not into them in such an intimate setting.
Right, but that goes with the next time. Don't go to someone's house that you don't know.
Try to put yourself in places where you'll automatically feel comfortable.
Yeah, like a church or a synagogue or a mosque.
A restaurant or a bar. That's, you'll feel comfortable and good there rather than a stranger's house.
Yeah. The end. Toda?
Toda.
All right.
By the way, what are your favorite restaurants? That's a nice one. Good on you, Hurwitz. Way to wake up.
What are you talking about?
He woke up late in the ninth inning, but he pitched three strikes.
And you specified restaurant as one of your favorite restaurants.
Yeah, I just think if that'll make you feel extra comfy.
When you choose a restaurant, oh, you know what? Another one, a good restaurant. I forgot to mention.
No, I don't mean like
first date. That's what you did. You specified it was, she would have chosen one of her favorite restaurants.
That's not necessarily true at all. That's not true.
You're squeezing you my fucker. Ankle.
You little fucker.
You little shit. Get back here, you little turd.
All right, now read the next question, bitch.
How dare you? Now I have to do it. Now I am one. You've been doing that to me a lot.
Yeah, just
stuff that I'm going to do anyway.
You demand that it be done and then call someone a bitch.
Yeah.
So like we're coming over from the store. Unlock the door, bitch.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to unlock the door.
Park the car, bitch.
It's a fun little game for you guys to play with your friends.
If you really want to be a dick, asshole.
Like if your house phone rings and someone's about to pick it up, you say, pick it up, bitch. And then they do.
Fuck.
Sounds like a John Wolfe story.
It's true. It's such a global thing to do.
It is perfectly legal, perfectly subtle, very enjoyable.
I haven't heard about global in a bit. I guess I've been out of the game.
I think he's laying low.
I hate that more than anything.
Yeah, the fact that you know something's up.
Yeah, this is it's the calm before the storm, or it's the eye of the storm, maybe.
Yeah.
We don't know what schemes are in motion. Years sometimes goes into these things.
You know what he does is he adds sentences to Wikipedia articles just that aren't necessarily wrong. They're just like fine. It's so like there's like for example the Wikipedia page for pillow.
Yeah.
He'll go to a paragraph and he'll be like, it'll be like types of pillows, throw pillows, husband pillows. And then he'll add one that says novelty pillows. Pillows in the shape of characters. It's not wrong, but why add that? You're not adding value. He's just making things different. It's such a freaking global shit.
You have such a problem with it. That one to me borderline sounds really okay.
You think so?
I mean, novelty pillows are a type of pillow.
I guess, but like, why add that?
See,
why
this
do
is
that
actually
shit?
What he wanted is us arguing about it.
Yeah, now it turns into thing. A thing. God, I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
He'll go into my phone. You know, he'll go into my phone sometimes. Uh-huh. He'll hack it.
He'll hack it.
And he'll do like an autocorrect thing. So like one time I, for whatever reason, I fucking typed lava like in a text to somebody.
Yeah.
And it auto changed it to L-A-A-V-A. So like it just looked like I did a typo. Yeah, but it's just an obscure word.
I actually asked him. He said his fingerprint unlocks almost 800 iPhones.
Maybe that's why his name is Global.
Yeah,
like he has a skeleton.
Every
hand.
Time he sees a phone unlocked, he'll match his thumbprint to it.
It's crazy. He's like the universal donor, but yeah. Much more specific.
You can unlock almost any phone.
He really is global in that way.
The global donor.
All right, next question. It's from a guy. I'll say Eddie Jones because he was on one of my Laker posters.
Nice.
Eddie Jones writes, "Hey guys, I'm a 23-year-old guy. There's a subreddit called Dirty Pen Pals. The point is to find people to exchange either short-term dirty message or more elaborate role-play scenarios. There's some weird stuff on there, but that's not what I'm into. Posts that are labeled something like female for male, which means... Oh, sorry. Posts that are labeled like F for M, which means female for male, is a female looking for a male. A few days ago, I responded to an F for F post without telling the other person that I'm a guy. And it went well, and the other person I was talking with told me that they came for real during the finale of the scene. I thought this would be one night dirty talk deal, but after it went well, she wanted to carry on and do another scenario. While we were discussing what the next scene would involve, she asked me about myself. I think I was vague enough to avoid confirming my gender for certain. It isn't all that easy to find a regular writing partner on r/dirtypenpals. I think the woman on there must get flooded with messages whenever they post, so it would be a shame to let this one go. From a couple of comments she made, I think we're probably in different countries, so the chances that it would ever go beyond pen pals is low. I enjoyed our first conversation, but I'm not sure how far I should go in order to keep up this insanely hot dirty talk. I enjoy writing, and my current job involves boring academic stuff most of the time. It's not really a hobby, but writing dirty scenarios is way more fun. Should I keep going? She seems nice, and I really don't want to mess her around, but it's also really fun. Sincerely, Eddie Jones."
That is really tough.
He's pretending to be a woman on a dirty pen pals.
So he can talk to another woman, and he feels guilty.
Yeah. Do you think he has to tell the truth?
Well... I guess the truth is that the other woman he's talking to is also a guy.
Oh, no. Does he know that?
Does he know that everybody's saying F for M or F for F or any... Like, it's all M's.
It's all M and it's all four F's.
Yeah.
Like a bad report card, it's all an M and then four F's.
It seems like it should be fine, even if it is a girl, because it's all fantasy, right?
Right.
I just can't imagine like what he's writing to get off is what like he's writing to this girl and he's saying like, yeah, we're rubbing our vaginas together now.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't necessarily think that was that. I mean, you would want to mention your penis in some of these things, right?
Yeah, maybe he can transition to that. Like, oh, can I like role play as a guy?
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I feel like, yeah, I wouldn't feel guilty at all. It's like guilty in a, this is the whitest lie of all. It's totally not harmful.
Right.
It's just text.
Yeah, these chat rooms, nobody is like who they say they are. Ever. Yeah. It's all... It's fantasy.
It's an escape.
That's the idea. And I really, really do genuinely believe that you're talking to another man.
So if you convince yourself of that, and then it's like, oh, we both have this implicit agreement that we're just lying to each other, then it's completely fine.
Yeah.
Have you ever done something like this? This dirty pen pal thing? Have you ever done sex chats?
Yeah, when I was in like middle school. But I would do them with my friends. Like me and... Two other dudes would be in one of those chat rooms trying to meet girls. So
and like trying
three
to cyber.
Of us would cyber. Yeah. But like, I'm sure we were only cybering with other
three dudes.
Yeah.
It's teenagers just fucking each other.
It's dudes cybering with dudes. That's all it is.
r/dudes.
Can I see a picture of your tits? And they'll like send a picture of some random like
tits they found
from the
online.
Internet that aren't a real person.
Well, they're a real person, but nobody knows.
Definitely
yeah.
A real person.
Yeah.
Real tits for sure.
Absolutely. So it's okay to be lying because everyone on the internet is lying about their identity.
Everyone's lying about everything. Even like your fucking friends on Instagram, they're lying about shit, you know?
No, I don't.
Yeah, like you take a picture of some food and you're like, this is best breakfast ever. But like, it wasn't really the best breakfast ever, was it? You're like taking a picture like, oh, my legs by a pool, it's paradise. But like, you're getting sunburned and you're gassy. Yeah. So you're not like that comfortable.
I've seen you comment on a lot of photos.
We live in this world where everything's idyllic and the shareability of everything is just tied to this pristine ideal. I don't stand for it.
You buy into it.
Because it's filtered. It's cropped. And you know what?
Everything.
It's filtered and it's cropped, so it needs to be pilfered because it's cropped.
And stopped.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Life doesn't fit in a square, no, Instagram. It sometimes you have to make shit
it
lettered.
It exists outside the phone, and it's ugly, and it's dirty, and it's not perfect. And I can't double tap it if I like something because feelings are more complicated than that, because I like things, and I love things, and I hate things, and I'm indifferent towards things, and I forget about them, too. So don't... Don't minimize my entire experience into a goddamn heart in the lower left-hand corner of a screen. I'm a human being. I'm made of stardust. I am alive with a beating heart.
As he speaks into a microphone for a podcast to be uploaded into somebody
else. By my friend.
Someone else can listen to it.
I'm
going to
go to bed after this.
Double tap that.
You know what? Dude, edit the podcast, bitch.
Upload the podcast, bitch. Actually, all of your comments, all of the captions on your Instagram photos are, please give me dap, double tap.
Yeah. Most of my captions are like my full name so people can find me on Venmo.
Yeah.
Just send me money.
Yeah.
If you like this picture, send me some cash.
But for other photos, it's like, are you sure this was your best breakfast ever? Stop bragging about a sunset you saw. Nobody gives a shit you were on a hashtag beach.
Right.
Hashtag
LA.
Way
to take this photo of your eggs while they got cold, loser. That's like the type of shit I would say.
Right.
Yeah. It's like cute little funny stuff like
that.
No,
it's not.
It's very global.
No.
I channel global a lot on Instagram.
He's actually now calls himself Glocal.
What?
Yeah, like a local global hybrid thing.
Yeah, he's like, because he was spent some time in the South. Like he was like, I'm a yokel. I'm a local yokel.
Absolutely. It's so bizarre. Like on people's Wikipedia.
A lot of what he does is just bizarre.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's nothing you can even say or do. It's just disruptive and it's weird.
Just to get back to the Wikipedia thing, he updated my Wikipedia page.
What did he write there?
He changed my birth date from January 18th to Jan. 18th.
That's so
great, Glocal. Congratulations, Glocal. You made it a little shorter, a little abbreviated, Glocal. I appreciate it. Yep. Piss ant. Fucker. Just so like my page seems smaller. I don't even fucking get it.
I don't know what to what end. He was fucking shortening the month. It confounds me.
And like you can see who does the revisions on Wikipedia pages and you can trace the IP and Glocal's fucking he guess he uses a proxy because it's all over the place.
You're obsessed. You're obsessed. And I think that's actually a problem.
Yeah,
I don't know if this is Glocal's plan, but like, I'm actually viewing you as a villain right now.
What?
Yeah.
That's exactly what he fucking wanted when he did this.
This is just, I'm like very perturbed listening to you talk about it.
It's like perturbing, absolutely.
But it's
and
really
it's disturbing.
Eating away at you in a way that's not healthy. And it makes me think less of you, not him.
It's kind
of
like Deflategate. It's like just this issue you have to deal with.
No, I don't have to deal with that issue.
Yeah.
The Patriots won. Go Tom Brady.
They have an asterisk next to their title.
No, they do not.
And the asterisk is made out of three deflated footballs.
Yeah, you know what? Well, maybe I'll put an asterisk on the billboard that I'm gonna get for you. On top of the biggest building in Los Angeles that just says, "Call me Shmuel."
Call me maybe. And then in parentheses under that, Shmuel. Then in parentheses, other than that.
Amir Blumenfeld, henceforth known as Shmuel.
A Glocal production. All right, let's take a break, thank a few more sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Hashtag Greenlight Jake and Amir is still going strong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It is really, really sweet.
You know what? Let's thank some people that have tweeted.
Let's do that. Oh, that's a great idea. All right.
Right off the bat, let me just, of course.
A couple
yeah.
John Wolf tweets at you.
Yeah. He's absolutely, what's it called? Trolling me.
Yep. He has a hashtag red light Jake in the mirror.
Andrew Uren 00.
Thank you.
Hashtag green light Jake in the mirror. Wow. Actually, this person's Twitter handle is at subtle John Wolf.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So thank you to that guy. Thomas Cohen. Please hashtag greenlight Jake Namir. For anyone that's tweeted at TBS Very Funny to hashtag greenlight Jake Namir, thank you very much. Let's read a couple every episode. That'll be a fun little way to keep the ball rolling.
That's a nice idea.
And
TBS tweeted at somebody else today, right?
Yeah, they keep tweeting at other people. They find the ones that are not about it.
First person to get TBS to respond to their green light Jake and Amir tweet,
yeah,
should get a prize. I don't know what it is.
Wouldn't it have been like somebody big and famous that did it?
I guess
like
not.
They'll respond to
Moby.
Yeah, won't they respond to Moby?
Well, they haven't. I think the first person to get the response from TBS
gets a TV show from us.
If you know what, if we someday have a show, I'll fly them out to the premiere party.
if TBS responds to them.
If yeah, I mean it's a huge long shot because this green light thing is actually only for us to shoot the pilot.
Yeah.
Let alone like the pilot still has to get picked up. We have to shoot the series.
Yeah, that'll be a totally different Twitter campaign.
Right. So, but whoever, if this happens, if TBS greenlights the show, we get a pilot, we get a series order, we film it. The premiere party, if there is one, I'll fly you out for it.
That's a guarantee.
Promise.
It's written, or not written, as or recorded, which is better than written because you don't have to fucking read it.
It's true.
Anything else you wanted to say on the break? Something that came up? We're shooting our last 8 episodes.
Yeah, we shot today.
Holy shit. It's happening.
It is real.
We have about 4 more episodes to shoot.
How do you feel?
So far, not nostalgic because we still have some to go.
Right.
But tomorrow, like, it'll start becoming more real. And then Friday, when we're done with everything, we'll have shot our last Jake and Amir episode.
That's fucking crazy to think about. That really is fucking crazy. I think, like, the past 2 days, I've just been, like, almost just, like, head down.
Yeah, get it done.
Know your lines, make it funny. We've been laughing a lot.
That's true. Good. So it's a good sign. And I feel like people will like the idea.
I hope so.
The premise.
Yeah.
Which, I guess these episodes, when did they come out? February 17th?
Right.
On College Humor on YouTube. That's the beginning of the last 8. So it'll be like the first one, and then 7 more after that.
Well, that's crazy.
I can't give any more away. No more spoilers.
Just all we can tell you is the amount of episodes.
Yeah. I'm taking a lot of great production stills that are going to litter my Instagram once these videos actually reach the interwebs. But for now, we have to keep it hush.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it. We want to answer one more question.
That sounds like a nice plan.
It's getting late. We have more shooting to be done. Ugh, don't remind me.
Early call time tomorrow.
Let's talk about it, people. All right. Oh, here we go. One last dude question. Another guy. Did you have any guys on your wall?
Oh, yeah.
Freddie Prinze Jr., because he was in the background a lot of the Sarah Michelle Gellar photos that I had.
Tom DeLong.
Tom DeLong writes.
I feel like Tom DeLong has written into the podcast before.
Yeah, he's a huge fan of the show. What does he sound like?
All the small things.
Yeah, totally.
Right, dude, so yeah. Y'all like, fuck, man, yeah, blink. Okay.
So my best friend Ryan and I went to this party where we met a group of girls. One of the girls flirts with Ryan, but by the time we get to the other party, he ditches her after making out with her because he wants someone hotter to steam up his world. I comfort her and try to cheer her up, and then she kisses me. This is my first kiss, so I feel pretty awesome about it, but here's where things get... they get real.
Oh, no.
After a week of texting back and forth with the girl, Ryan and I see her again, and basically me and her pick up where we left off, but then my roommate gets jealous when she says I'm a better kisser of the two, so he grabs her and starts making out, and one thing led to another, and 45 minutes later, she's blowing him in the bathroom. I feel really uncomfortable now, but both act like it's no big deal, and the word bro job, which is basically a girl giving two friends BJs, comes up, that it's okay for two friends to be blown by the same girl, but I think it's dumb. How would you feel about that? Is Ryan a bad friend? Am I making a big deal out of this? Mucho apreciado. Love, Tom DeLong.
I'm never having children.
That's it?
This is like what happens now, huh?
You have kids and you raise these precious angels, and by age 15, they're just blowing each other.
I guess that's just what happens.
Teenagers give blows.
And I want to say, like, that didn't happen when I was little, but I might have.
Yeah, I mean, not to me, but I'm sure somebody was getting blown in high school.
It did happen to me.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, for sure.
A girl blew you and then blew your friend, or kissed you and then blew your friend. And
yeah,
then,
all that stuff happens.
Yeah, an incestual blow circle of sorts. Have you ever heard of the term bro job?
No, that's new to me.
I like the term bro job.
Yeah, I like
I like a good pun. Smarter. I love a good sexual pun.
I think the internet's making people like better at puns. Like there were no, when I was little, I feel confident saying there was no puns about this type of shit.
At the very least, people that had no plays on words about it. So, pun aside,
It's not, I mean, it's okay.
Does this person deserve to be punished?
I would probably be pretty annoyed by my friend if I was making out with someone and he grabbed her and started making out with her.
And then she blew him.
But then,
him.
Like, if she blows him, then it's like, I guess that was what she wanted to happen. So I.
You can still feel bad.
Fate. But yeah.
Especially if it's your first kiss.
Your friend was a pretty bad friend in that instance.
I would say he is a bad friend.
Yeah, but it's interesting that the girl and him both are like, oh, it's no big deal. And like she's saying, it's not like I won't blow you now because I blew him. I'll still blow you.
Would you take a second blow, Jay?
I mean, yeah, for sure, I would.
If you were kissing a girl and then she just went and blew Dave and then she's like, oh, I would still blow you.
Oh, God, I don't think I can get blown after. No, because Dave... Dave jizzes clam juice.
Straight. You see clam dips it.
Yeah. I guess it would probably depend on the girl and the situation.
And the friend.
I don't really like to speak in absolutes.
Absolutely. How would you guys feel about that? I feel like I wouldn't be down to... If a girl left me to hook up with my friend, I wouldn't then just take her back. I feel like I got to have a little bit of pride in the situation. Be like, no, you don't get to hop around.
Right. But like it's interesting. Pride is interesting because like sometimes it just robs you of a good time. If you are going into this being like, oh, this is all silly and fun, and I don't really care, and like that was ridiculous that happened, and it's a couple days later, and you're like, I want something fun to happen to me, and I want a blowjob. But it sounds like this guy's already made up his mind. Like, I don't like this. This is dumb. Should I be acting differently? And the truth is, no. Not if you're like. Feel a certain way.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, hooking up with someone is exciting because it's personal, and the fact that it's, like, happening to everyone else makes it feel a little less exciting and cheapens it almost.
Not to me. It's still, like, wet lips on your penis, and that always feels great.
Yeah. I mean, if in a vacuum, like, when you put a Hoover vacuum up against your balls, that feels good.
Yeah, yeah, as long as you fill the vacuum with Vaseline.
But I'm a little bit too neurotic to, like, not be able to distance the fact that this girl... just blew my friend. I don't right. know if there has to be some passage of time.
I think you
would
just be like, this girl isn't the girl that I want to date because this is the way that the situation is unfolding. It's very steamy and strange, and we're using the word bro job.
Also, it's his first kiss.
Yeah.
So it should be slightly
above. So
it'll
definitely be your first bro job, your first blow job. So... I think go with your gut. Sounds like your gut is right. Personally, I don't think that any of this stuff is that big of a deal, so I maybe would just get a blowjob.
So how would you guys feel about that? You said no big deal. Is Ryan a bad friend?
Yes.
I would say he is. If he took a girl you got your first kiss from and he made out in front of you...
But he also, like, this, he didn't like this girl.
Yeah, this girl was his... quote-unquote plan B for the evening, it seems.
But I'm like, this guy who got robbed also didn't like this girl.
Oh.
It sounds like there's not a lot of actual feelings involved.
Well, this guy
it's all just
liked
like
her.
Weird horniness.
He was like, he was trying to cheer her up because he felt bad for her.
Yeah, so he's a nice guy. But it's just, this is all horniness.
Yeah, well, teenagers are just pure boner hormones.
And that's what I'm saying. It doesn't really matter that much. And sure, like, if any part of you wants to get blown and she still wants to and you think you'd have fun, then do it and it's fine.
So is Ryan a bad friend?
Yeah, Ryan's sort of a shitty friend.
Yeah, that's not a nice maneuver.
I mean, he's also a pretty shitty person in general to, like, grab a girl who said he was a bad kisser and start, trying to make out with her.
I mean, it's just hard to find a good guy named Ryan.
I don't think I know a single good Ryan.
Yeah, Ryans are kind of like cool dirt bags.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what up? I'm Ryan.
That's totally Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. That's but, like, you want Ryan. A good guy? Like, a really good guy?
You need a Brian.
Or... The B makes all the difference.
It really does.
You know what? Trust the B.
Know a lot of good Bryans.
Yeah, no good Ryans. Any Ryans out there that want to change their shit? You want to switch shit up?
Get that B in there, baby.
Or maybe even an O.
Orion?
Yeah. Imagine
Fuck
that.
Yeah.
How interstellar is that shit?
That's fucking so dope.
Hi, my name's Orion. And then you have a belt. Oh. You'll always wear a belt.
Where's Orion's? Can I remove Orion's belt so I can give you a bro job?
Oh, very nice.
Like that.
And then you dip her. you give her the big dipper.
And if it's happening to you, uh-huh. It's the little dipper. Oh, come on, I'm kidding. No, let's end the podcast, bitch.
That's our episode, bitch. Isn't it the episode, bitch? If you have your own questions or theme song submissions of your own, we start and end every episode with a custom-made song written by our talented fans. The opening one was from Justin Gonsalves. Gonsalves. And the closer is from an Alex Rao. So thanks, guys, for writing in. Thanks, guys, for sending in your theme songs. Oh, we also want... We need your thumbnail submissions. If you have a piece of artwork that we can use on our Facebook page, every time we upload an episode, we try to have a thumbnail for the show. So if you're talented in that regard, send us your graphics to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Ideally 600 by 315, but we'll take what we can get. We've been running low on those, so send them if you got them. And we'll be back on Monday. Is that it?
That's it. Gracias.
Gracias to Gonsalves. Later.
I can't.